Right, better be.
I'm scared. last time I preached, I had to stand on a stool to the pulpit. So, that's it's been a long time. I preached twice before this, and sometimes I was really scared. Nothing except for the stool. But the first verse I'm starting in is Daniel 3. And it's 1:3. And in verse 1, Nebuchadnezzar, king, made an image of gold, its height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in Adura, in the province of Babylon. And Nebuchadnezzar, king, sent to gather the princes, the governors, and the captains, and the judges, and the treasurers, and the counselors, sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province, to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, king, had set up. And the princes, and the governors, and the captains, and the treasurers, and the counselors, and the sheriffs, and the rulers of the provinces, were gathered unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar, king, had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, to you is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at the time hear the sound of a cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all music, ye fall down and worship the image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, has set. And whoso falleth not down and worship, shall the same hour be put into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And then the second going to is Acts. And it, and it's unto the, and the angel of the Lord sent to Philip, saying, arise and go toward south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto God, which is desert. And he arose and went, and the man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasure and had to Jerusalem for to worship, was returned, sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah's fit. That's Isaiah in the Bible. And then the spirit of said unto Philip, and join thyself to the chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet, and said, understandest what thou readest. And then my next verse, is in Ezekiel 24. And it says, also the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, unto man, behold, I take away from thee the desire of thine eyes with a stroke. Yet neither shalt thou nor weep, neither shall tears run down. Forbear to cry, mourning for the dead, bind tire of thine head on thee, and put on thy shoes upon thy feet, and cover not thy lips, not the bread of man. So I spake unto him in the morning, and even my wife died in the morning as I was commanded. And the reason we read these three verses, in all three of these passages, God tells them to do something, or something happens to them drastic. In Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were threatened to be thrown into the fiery furnace because they didn't bow down to the image. And then in Acts, Philip, God just sent Philip into the middle of nowhere in desert, and he saw the Ethiopian eunuch over there, and he went after him and had to listen to him and all that. And in Ezekiel, he told Ezekiel that his wife is going to die. A couple different notes, each thing. In Daniel, about how God put Daniel's friends, Shadrach and Abednego, in a leadership position. And in Daniel, it says that Nebuchadnezzar called all the leaders. He had a bunch of lists of leaders. He didn't call anyone else the leaders. And so God obviously knew that they put those Shadrach and Abednego in those positions of leader that they'd be called here, and eventually, if they were faithful to him, be thrown in a furnace. And in Philip ran. If Philip hadn't ran, he heard the exact passages being read by the Ethiopian, and that passage was the one Bruce Lictions were talking exactly about Jesus. And that was probably the only passage, I think, in Isaiah. That talking about that, the only spot, and he had the book, so what are chances, God arranged exactly. They all had different situations. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Ezekiel, Ezekiel had God tell him his wife was going to die, and Phil got sent in the desert. But they all did exactly. Ezekiel, when God told him not to weep for his wife dying, he didn't. He obeyed him quickly, and Philip ran to go talk to him. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego later on, Nebuchadnezzar went, threw them in the fiery furnace, and they obeyed him, and they didn't bow down. So they didn't really, so they didn't disobey God, and they stayed what God said to do. Now, what happened to each of these people, because they all obeyed, was in Daniel 3, if you want to turn there. Verse 28. And it says, after they had been thrown in the fires, and then they had been taken back out, because they didn't burn, and they saw Jesus with them, and the incredible testimony. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the guy who face changed, literally he's possessed by demons, I think. Face actually changed, the form of his visage changes. He's so mad at them because he didn't worship his idol, nice person. And then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the guys who got thrown in the fire, who met his angel and delivered his servants that trust him, and have changed the king's word, yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own god. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything that's against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces and their house made a dung, because there is no other god that can deliver a sword. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. And it goes on in the next chapter, Nebuchadnezzar made a big letter to every in Babylon and all his kingdoms, which is all over the world at the time. And it talked about how I thought it good to show the signs that the high God hath brought towards me and all that. And then in Acts 8, verse 30. And we'll just start at where we left. And Philip ran thither to him, the Ethiopian eunuch in the desert, reading Isaiah. Heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understand thou readest? And he said, how can, except some man should guide me? He was perfectly open. Philip had not ran, you know, obviously when reading the right passage. How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this, led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like him dumb before a shearer, so opened he not his mouth about Jesus being crucified. And in his humiliation his judgment is taken away, and who shall declare his generation, for it is taken from the earth? And he answered Philip and say, I pray thee, of whom is the prophet this, of himself or of some man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. And they went on their way and came from water. And the eunuch said, see, here's what is there to be baptized. And Philip, thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I got saved. And in Ezekiel 24, this is 19. After all this that Ezekiel done, and before this, Ezekiel, tons and tons of things happened to him. There was all sorts of different things. And God kept coming and putting all sorts of different trials and stuff. And this is definitely one of the worst ones. You know, all sorts of amazing miracles. And the interesting thing is, God said, behold, I take away from thee the desire of thine heart with broke. Yet neither shalt thou mourn nor weep, neither shalt tears run down. Ezekiel knew that his wife was going to die because God just told him, and everything God had told him in the first four chapters before this had happened. And most chapters opened up with, and the Lord came unto him, word of the Lord came unto him, and he tells some amazing miracle, a sign, and everything that God said come exactly true, literally. And so he was really going to happen. And, you know, so he was probably nervous and all that. And so Ezekiel go, and then the reason this happened and his wife died is, and Ezekiel goes into his room and talks about how, you know, it's just the Lord's young man telling how it will be destroyed, is destroyed, and then just ends. The chapter ends at the end of a sermon, and he goes and says, word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, he mentions that again, never mentions his wife dying, getting like that. It just moves on. It never mentions if anyone got saved because of it, or if someone, you know, their heart convicted or anything. I don't even know if it about Israel repenting after all this stuff he did. And people probably never knew if that, if all the sacrifices he made, like his wife dying, if it ever affected anyone in heaven. I'm sure he got treasure in him for it, but he never, if he ever got stuff on earth, if anybody ever changed for that, that'd be pressing. So just a couple interesting about the three stories, and just three different people, you know, a long way apart, time frame apart. As you, weird things like probably won't happen to you and all that, but there are probably small things or bigger things happen in your life, weird trials or something like that, that God put there on purpose. And the reason I'm preaching this sermon, not to tell stories, but tell how to handle something like this so you can be good testimony to God and all that. So how to handle it. First point is handle just different issues in your life like these men did. First point is obey God. And God told Ezekiel not to cry about something, and he didn't. He obeyed that, really. He just obeyed the whole thing. He preached a sermon. God told him. He did everything. He didn't put on ashes or mourning or anything like that. He obeyed it. And, what happens is, though, in the Bible, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were told not to worship the idol. And in the Bible, when you have something and you have some issues happening for you or some problem stuff, you still have the Bible. And the Bible is the first thing you fall back on. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I don't know if they ever maybe memorized, I don't know if that's the right time or if they ever had access to this kind of text. In Exodus 20, if you want to turn there, I'll just read it. It says, Exodus 20. It says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt make unto thee any graven image or any of anything that is in heaven above or is beneath or that is in the water under the earth. This is commandments from God. This is the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt bow down thyself to him nor serve them. Lord thy God, and a jealous God, visiting iniquity of other upon children unto the third and fourth generation that hate me. So it says, thou shalt not bow thyself to idols or anything. And that was clear. And that's what they thought about. They're probably like, you know, it says no bowing down to idols, you know, and this guy made an idol and I'm in a great position, God, here, but I can't. So, and I'm sure they knew, and I think it did say that they'd be burned in the bear if they didn't, the thing said. So, also Philip, when he ran out in the desert, see the guy, you know, he was, I don't, let's see here. God said, go unto man, and Philip immediately began to witness to him. And of course, the guy questioned, but Philip chose to witness to him. And that's what the Bible says too. And you know, God commands, go teach the whole gospel in all nations. And the second point is, so just the first point is always obey God, you know, always listen to what he's in his word. Second point is, remember God, what he's doing. In Ezekiel 24, 15-18, again, talks about how also the Lord came to me saying, son of man, behold, I take away the desire of thine eyes with a stroke. Just twice is going to die. I mean, that's really kind of freaky if God just went and told you that. And even though this was happening, Ezekiel had trust in God. Ezekiel, if you look in verse 18, after God told him all that and told him not to cry or anything, it says, so I spake to people in the morning, and that means he pre-people. So that morning, with the knowledge that his wife was about to die, his wife hadn't died yet. God told him everything God said had came true. So in that morning, he sat up here and just preached to people. So he preached knowledge in his head. He still obeyed God. And I think most of us, if God came and told us that, you know, we'd be kind of freaked out. And, like, you know, somebody told him to go preach or something. You know, like, no, what are you doing, you know? And so the third point is, the second point, where God knows what he's doing. Third point is, do your best. And if you'll turn to Acts, again, I know I'm dragging you guys over. Verse 26 says, Acts 8, verse 26. It says, and the angel of the Lord awakened to Philip, saying, arise and go, go toward the south in the way that go down. And then he sees the thing, and the Spirit of the Lord said unto Philip, verse 29, here and join thyself to chariot. And Philip ran thither. And third point is, do your best. God will always tell you, and bam, you should do your best because you're a testimony to people. And people will see you going through these trials and problems and issues and all that. Like maybe a family member died or stuff like that. People will watch you and see how you handle it. And, you know, or if it's some kind of, you know, issue dealing with, you know, morality or something, or, you know, doing the right thing. And just, you should remember that you're always do your best. Philip ran, and then, again, if he hadn't, he might not have heard the Ethiopian reading that thing out loud, and that Ethiopian not have been saved. I think that was, a lot of people think that Ethiopian was the guy who started the bunch of churches down in Ethiopia, and tons of got saved because of that. So if Philip ran, just ran that one part, then that guy might not have gotten. And, so last thing is, and this was a short sermon, and I kind of wrote it really late. I wrote it at noon, so just the last thing and kind of the conclusion, what you're thinking about, and after all the points off, it's just said, God's what you're going through, and there might be a reason. And God gave things for us to do when these things come through in his word. He's about, you know, and like Shadrach and Abednego and all that did, and the Ten Commandments, they obeyed, thou shalt not bow down before idols. Ezekiel obeyed the word of God, and Philip Rand and all that. And these stories just kind of came together to show you that, you know, that when God does something in your life, you're supposed to just handle it the way He would want you to. And there's a reason. So that's pretty much it. It was really short. Let's pray. God, thank you for letting me preach, and please help me here to learn something from this. Thank you that nothing went exactly wrong, and for calming me down a little bit. And just, I pray that again, some will leave with this, and that this helped them, and that they just use it in their life. In Jesus' name.